The 48 Laws of Power, author Robert Greene. This is a comprehensive, well-researched synthesis of timeless philosophies, from the Machiavel to Sun Tzu, as applied in real-life situations by powerful figures in history such as Queen Elizabeth I and Henry Kissinger. Absorbing and entertaining, this book lends business people a wealth of ideas on the subtle art of playing the power game, exercising clever cunning and understanding human weaknesses. Whether it's in the boardroom, at a power lunch or a cocktail party, these laws will make you the master of the game and give you the edge over your rivals. Law number one, never outshine the master. Present your ideas in such a manner that they may be ascribed to your master. Two, never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. Do not rely on friends. Enemies expect nothing, so they will be surprised when you are generous. 3. Conceal your intentions. Use a poker face to disguise your actions. False sincerity is one powerful tool that will send your rivals on a wild goose chase. 4. Always say less than necessary. Saying less will keep you from saying something foolish or even dangerous. Keeping silent makes people reveal more about themselves. 5. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life. Never appear desperate in your self-defense against the slander of others. Be careful not to go too far in attacking another's reputation. It draws more attention to your vengefulness than the person that you are slandering. 6. Court attention at all cost. Surround your name with the sensational and the scandalous. 7. Get others to do the work for you, but always take the credit. Save time and energy by hiring others to do the work. 8. Make other people come to you. Use bait if necessary. For negotiations and meetings, it's wise to lure others to your territory. Make them come to you gives them the illusion that they are in control. 9. Win through your actions, never through arguments. Arguing will only offend your superior. Learn to demonstrate the correctness of your ideas indirectly. 10. Infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. The people you associate with are critical. Graviate towards prosperous and cheerful and gregarious people. Never associate with those who share your defects. 11. Learn to keep people dependent on you. Make the fate of those that you hire entwined with yours so that they cannot possibly get rid of you. 12. Use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. An act of kindness will distract and disarm people and turn them into gullible children. 13. When asking for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to their mercy or gratitude. Understand the other person's motivation. 14. Pose as a friend, work as a spy. Gather information at social events when people's guards are down. 15. Crush your enemy totally. Crush your rivals or else you will give them time to regroup and plot their revenge. 16. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Create value through scarcity. Make yourself less accessible. 17. Keep others in suspended terror. Cultivate an air of unpredictability. A person of power instills fear by deliberately using unsettling those around him and to keep the initiative on their side. 18. Do not build fortresses to protect yourself. Isolation is dangerous. A fortress may be impregnable, but everyone knows that you are there and it may be easily turned into a prison. Power depends on social interaction and circulation. 19. Know who you're dealing with. Do not offend the wrong person. Measure up your opponent, but never rely on instinct. Do some research on concrete facts. 20. Do not commit to anyone. Observe quarreling parties and stay neutral, but support both sides. 21. Play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. Intelligence is an important part of people's vanity. Subliminally, reassure your opponent of his superiority. 22. Use a surrender tactic. Transform weakness into power. Do not fight aggression with aggression. 23. Concentrate your forces. Single-mindedness of purpose and total contradiction on one goal overwhelm the enemy every time. 24. Play the perfect courtier. Talk less about yourself, practice nonchalance, and be frugal with flattery. 25. Recreate yourself. Control your appearances and emotions. Play sincere, but not necessarily be sincere. 26. Keep your hands clean. Never do the dirty work yourself. 27. Play on people's need to believe to create a cult-like following. Create new words for vague concepts. Emphasize the visual and sensual over the intellectual. 28. Enter action with boldness. Hesitation creates gaps. Boldness obliterates them. Move swiftly and surely. 29. Plan all the way to the end. Take into account all possible obstacles and circumstances that may prevent you from achieving your goal, and plan how you will overcome them. 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. What imitates nature by appearing effortless and natural approximates natural's power. 31. Control the options, get others to play with the cards you deal. Make people your puppets and give them options to let them feel that they have control. 32. Play to people's fantasies. Promise a pot of gold and instant gratification rather than gradual improvement through hard work. 33. Discover each man's thumbscrew. Every person has a weakness or an insecurity you can use to your advantage. 34. Be royal in your own fashion. Act like a king to be treated like one. How you carry yourself reflects what you think of yourself. Act like nothing can affect you. 35. Master the art of timing. Never look as though you're in a hurry. It betrays a lack of control. Recognizing the prevailing winds does not necessarily mean running with them. 36. Disdain things that you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. The more attention you pay to an enemy, the stronger you make them. 37. Create compelling spectacles. Associate yourself with colors, images, and symbols that communicate strong messages. 38. Think as you like, but behave like others. Wise and clever people learn only on that they can display conventional behavior and mouth conventional ideas without having to believe them. 39. Stir up waters to catch fish. Make your enemies angry, but stay calm yourself. Angry people usually end up looking ridiculous. 40. Despise the free lunch. By paying your own way, you will stay free of gratitude. Generosity is a sign of power. Avoid stepping into great man's shoes. Choose a different path and personal style if you're the daughter or a son of a great person. Do not become complacent once you have reached success and security. 42. Strike like the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Recognize troublemakers by their complaining nature. Separate them from the group. 43. Work on the hearts and minds of others. Aim at the primary emotions, love, hate, and jealousy. 44. Disarm and infiltrate the mirror effect. Show you understand by reflecting their innermost feelings. Teach others a lesson by giving them a taste of their own medicine. 45. Preach the need for change, but never reform too much at once. Make change and reform seem like a gentle improvement on the past. Disguise change by dressing it as tradition. 46. Never appear too perfect. Never underestimate the power of envy. Occasionally reveal a weakness. 47. Do not go past the mark you aimed for. In victory, learn when to stop. The powerful knows that the essence of strategy is controlling what comes next. There is no better time to stop and walk away than after a victory. And finally, 48. Assume formlessness. Accept the fact that nothing is certain and no law is fixed.